It's a good thing I like bananas, Cecil.
What'd you say?
I said it's a good thing I like bananas.
It's a good thing you like bananas?
Yes, it's a good thing I like bananas because I saved your life.
Oh, your engine's messing.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean? It's a good thing you like bananas because you saved my life.
Well, it's a long story, but you weren't going to take me anyplace, were you?
Oh, I could drop you off at the insane asylum if you wanted me to.
Oh, have you got your car tonight, Cecil?
No. I came over on a streetcar again, but never mind. What's this banana oil?
Oh, that? Well, as I said, it's a long story, so sit down here on the davenport with me.
All right, make it sharp, then. I'll take you to the show if you don't mind riding on the streetcar.
Why is it, Cecil, you never have your car anymore at night? Where is it?
That's my secret. How did you save my life with a banana?
Oh, that. Well, I didn't exactly save it with a banana, only on account of one, see?
You couldn't make it a couple of bananas, could you?
Well, it's like this. Uncle Thomas doesn't know anything about last night.
You mean the fight?
Yes. Oh, Cecil, why did you have to get mad and really fight with Alexander?
I didn't take the gloves off.
Yes, but you chased him under the table.
Well, he didn't have to get under the table.
And you disgraced me in front of all my girlfriends. Shame on you.
Well, Alexander poked me below the belt.
You promised me it was going to be a nice boxing show, and you really fought.
Oh, well, I don't care. I took Alexander to the cleaners.
Yes, and you broke Uncle Thomas's favorite chair, too.
Oh, it wasn't me. It was Alexander. He fell over it.
You pushed him over it.
I guess you think I've got time when I'm pushing Alexander to stop and see where I'm pushing him.
Well, you broke a leg.
Not mine.
On the chair.
Well, I'm sorry. What did Mr. Smith say?
He hasn't found out about it yet. I saved your life.
Oh, is that what you mean?
Yes, I didn't tell him. He doesn't know anything about what happened last night.
And you did it all with the green banana, huh?
No, Cecil. I only said it's a good thing I like bananas because I saved your life.
You mean you kept your uncle from getting mad at me?
Yes. He wouldn't like it if he knew that you and Alexander got mad at each other and broke the furniture while you were entertaining the girls of my club.
Well, I'll pay for having it fixed.
Where would you get the money?
Listen, I've got a lot of money. Look. See this?
Cecil, that's over $20. Oh,
you bet your life it is.
Where did you get it?
Oh, that's all right. I got it. And I'll be getting a lot more, too.
Did your aunt give it to you?
No. And listen, Sally, don't say anything to her. Will you? She might not understand.
My goodness, Cecil, you sure have a lot of spending money lately.
Nothing. I guess I'm smart, maybe.
As soon as I tell you about what I did for you, we'll go to the show you want to, huh?
Okay. Now, what were you going to explain?
Oh, yes. Well, you see, you and Alexander broke the leg of Uncle Thomas's chair, and this morning, Mamie glued it back together again.
Will it stay glued?
Oh, yes. She's helping me fix it, but it has to stand for 24 hours. Then it'll be as good as new.
Well, gee, thank Mamie for me, will you?
So the main thing was for Uncle Thomas not to sit down on the chair, or it would break with him.
Hey, he didn't sit down on it and find out we busted it, did he?
No, that's where the banana comes in.
How do you do, Mr. Banana? Come right in and have a chair.
Oh, Cecil, you say the funniest things.
Oh, it's a gift. What else?
Oh, yes. Where was I?
About to peel a banana.
Oh, well, Mamie fixed the chair up, and tonight before dinner, she said to me, Sally, I never had no time to fix dessert for you and your uncle. Does he like bananas?
Go on. You interest me strangely.
And I said back up, let me see, I said, thinking hard. And then I remembered he doesn't like bananas. He doesn't, Cecil. He never did.
Oh, boy, that's too bad. Do you think anything can be done about it?
Oh, I don't know. Anyhow, it just happens that I love bananas. So I said back to Mamie, no, he doesn't, but I love them. Why?
You wanted to know why.
I always want to know why, Cecil. And she said, well, I was going to slice some for your dessert tonight.
She was going to slice some for dessert, huh?
Yes. She said, there are three or four out in the kitchen here. I'll just serve those.
Just for you?
Yes, because I told her Uncle Thomas most likely didn't want any dessert. He had to go to a meeting tonight.
You ought to write movies. Oh, what a plot.
Thank you, Cecil. Well, after Mamie got the banana sliced and put them in the bowl, you know what she found, Cecil?
What? that should slice them square instead of round.
No, she found out there wasn't any cream to put on them.
What? No cream?
Nothing but canned cream, and I only like cow cream on my bananas.
What other cream is there but cow cream?
Well, I don't know, Cecil. I've never tried any other. So you know what I did?
Threw them away and ate an apple.
No, I said, it's 10 minutes before dinner and Uncle Thomas is upstairs. I'll run to the grocery store and get a bottle of cream.
What'd Mamie say?
She said, thank you. So I did.
You went to the store, huh?
Yes, I went for a bottle of cream.
Oh, this is getting better and better.
And guess who was at the grocery store?
The grocery man.
Yes, and Sybil. Her mother sent her to get pancake flour. It seems that Sybil's father always likes pancakes for breakfast.
Hey, never mind that. I don't care about Sybil's father. What happened to you?
Oh, yes. Well, I said hello to Sybil, and she said hello to me, and I said, what did you come to get, Sybil?
Pancake flour. You already told me that.
Yes, and she said, pancake flour. And I said, oh.
Just like that, huh?
Well, as near as I can remember. And then I said, did you run out of pancake flour?
What a smart question. Would she be after more if she had some at home?
Oh, yes, they had plenty, but Sybil's mother wanted more.
Okay, you've got me licked.
It seems that they left it open and a fly made its nest in the pancake flour, so her mother was going to throw it out.
I didn't know flies had nests.
So I said to Sybil, I said, your mother should always have some fly paper. If she had fly paper, she'd have more pancake flour.
You can find the goofiest things to talk about.
So Sybil said back, well, where would we put fly paper? And I said, oh, put it on a chair.
Put it on a chair. Did you talk about oysters?
No, I don't like oysters. Then Sybil said, well, if we did that, no one would sit down in the chair, and my father likes to sit down and read the papers.
What a brain. You and Sybil ought to get together, and then you'd have one brain between you.
Thank you, Cecil. Well, you know what I did?
Got your cream and took it back home.
No, I bought some fly paper.
What for? Gift to Sybil?
I took it home, and Uncle Thomas was still shaving to go out, and I said to him, Uncle Thomas, do you mind if I put some fly paper around?
Hey, never mind. I don't want to hear the rest. Let's go to a show.
No, Cecil. And Uncle Tom said, no, I don't mind. And then he asked me why.
Go ahead. I guess you told him you wanted to catch a few mosquitoes, and he said, you already had mosquitoes.
No, I said, because there are some flies in the house, and they might get in the pancake flour and spoil it.
Have you got any pancake flour?
No, but I didn't think of that at the time. Well, anyhow, Uncle Thomas said, well, go ahead if you want to, Sally, my dear. Ha, he always calls me dear. He said, but don't put it where I'll sit down on it.
All right, I'll bite. What did you do?
I said, well, don't sit down on your favorite chair, Uncle Thomas, because I want to catch a fly there. Ha, wasn't that smart, Cecil?
Wasn't what smart?
Well, I put fly paper on the broken chair so Uncle Thomas wouldn't sit down on it and find out it was broken. That gave it a chance to get mended.
Well, what of it?
Well, I saved your life. If Uncle Thomas had decided to sit down in it and it had given away and he fell on the floor, he would have been very mad at you, see?
Well, what's that got to do with the banana saving my life?
Well, Uncle Thomas didn't find out about it, and tomorrow the chair will be as good as new.
And so?
So it's a lucky thing I like bananas. If I hadn't liked bananas, I wouldn't have gone for the cream. And if I hadn't gone for the cream, I wouldn't have met Sybil. And if I hadn't met Sybil, she wouldn't have told me about her mother's pancake flour. And then I wouldn't have thought about getting fly paper to keep Uncle Thomas from sitting down and finding out about what you did. Ha! So don't you think it's a lucky thing I like bananas?